Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Secret Door to Success by Florence Scovel Shin. Abridged and introduced by Mitch Horowitz for the Condensed Classics Library. Narrated by Mitch Horowitz. Last Testament of a Miracle Worker. This book almost never saw publication. It appeared in 1940, the year that Florence Scovel Shin died. The work of the metaphysical teacher remains a formative influence on people around the world, touched by her simple message that thoughts are destiny. Shin has many times over passed the test that philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson posed for whether someone has lived well, which is to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. I believe that Shin, through her message of mental causation, left many thousands of people breathing easier and living better. She may be about to do the same for you. Shin is best known for her 1925 classic, The Game of Life and How to Play It. While Shin called life a game, her own life was not easy, and nor did she seek ease. Born Florence Scovel in Camden, New Jersey in 1871, she took a rare path as a female artist, attending the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. There, she met her future husband, realist painter Everett Shin. Married in 1898, they moved to New York's Greenwich Village, where they became part of the Ashcan School of American Artists, a cohort known for depicting street scenes, tenements, and the immigrant experience. The couple divorced in 1912. While pursuing her own career as an illustrator, Shin became a student of metaphysics, leading her to write The Game of Life and several other books. She also became a popular spiritual lecturer and counselor. Following an illness, she died at home in Manhattan in October of 1940. Shin provided a role model for many independent seekers, not only by how she lived out her principles of self-creation, but also by her do-it-yourself ethic. When no publisher would accept her manuscript.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?